Your taxes hold the key.
It's official. Tax Administration Jamaica wishes to advise that the deadline for the filing of income tax returns has been extended to March 25, 2015. Self-employed individuals, partnerships, companies, other bodies, and employed persons with additional sources of income file on or before the extended deadline to avoid the $5,000 monthly penalty. File and pay on or before the extended due date to avoid the usual last-minute rush. Remember, TAJ is still offering free assistance island-wide to help with the completion of these returns. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In this program, we tell you how to protect yourself and your family from the smoke, dust and soot being released as a result of the fire at the Riverton disposal site. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us.
The ministry would like to continue to advise the public that they should take precautions to lessen the effect of the smoke from the fire. This means remaining indoors as much as possible, closing doors and windows.
Acting Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse. You can lessen the effects of smoke, dust and soot emissions by staying in sections of the home that are least affected.
The mouth and nose should also be covered with a damp rag or cloth to minimize the effects. And persons can also wear masks. We recommend the N95 type of mask, which is available commercially.
Burning eyes should be washed with cool, clean water to relieve discomfort. You can also use a humidifier or sleep with open containers of water in the room. Containers with water should be kept out of the reach of children.
We also are urging persons who have their chronic respiratory illnesses, including asthma, to take their medication as soon as they start to develop any signs and symptoms, including shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, and to seek the appropriate medical care early.
Persons can use antihistamines to relieve mild symptoms such as sneezing, runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and coughing. The ministry is also urging persons with chronic respiratory illnesses to seek medical attention for worsening symptoms. This will ensure that symptoms are lessened in a shorter time through medical examination and prescription of the relevant medication.
We want, especially for our children, the elderly, pregnant mothers, and other groups that are affected, those with their chronic respiratory conditions, to ensure that they seek attention. The hospitals and the health centers remain open, as well as persons can also seek assistance in the private sector.
The Health Ministry has provided adequate supplies and equipment to hospitals and health centers to treat affected persons in the corporate area.
The ministry has procured and provided additional supplies of equipment, all to ensure that persons who attend our facilities have enough pharmaceuticals, the respiratory solutions, and there is no shortage of these items in the health sector, and there are additional items in stock which we distribute according to need and demand.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse. For further information, contact the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683 or visit your nearest health center or hospital. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Pay special attention to children, especially those who are asthmatic and or suffer from other respiratory illnesses. Seek medical attention immediately if breathing is unusual. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.